My lady is a wordsmith, she goodly speaks her mind. No participles dangling from her sweet lips will you find. Amazed I am how often and so effortlessly she finds the perfect word in her vast vocabulary. She chooses words that some say lean a bit toward artsy-fartsy, and if you're lazy with your speech, she'll go full grammar Nazi. So in my syntax too relaxed would raise the holy stickler, I'd shut my mouth, pray to the gods, and then begin to tickle her. Words of love demand a voice, but still remain unheard. For when her laughter echoes mine, there is no room for words. When I might slip and end a sentence with a preposition, the Pope of perfect parlance would commence an inquisition. It's not a stretch to say her rack of disappointment pain, but sweet the torture ending when I promised to refrain. I cannot lie, but when she first lay down upon my bed, thoughts of proper usage were the furthest from my head. As passions rose, my tongue did slip, and so an error made. I held my breath, she held my gaze, and all my fears allayed. Words of love demand a voice, but still remain unheard. For when our souls meet eye to eye, there simply are no words. I must confess it's not been easy spying on my speech. My lazy mind is one that she can easily impeach. My scrutinizing like a muscle needed to work out. Her own was working overtime, of that there was no doubt. I did my best, but still I failed to meet her expectation. My only hope was that I could cast spells of adoration. Forgiveness I had tasted in the heat of passion's art, a chink in her bright armor leading to her speechless heart. Words of love demand a voice, but still remain unheard. For when I melt into her arms, there simply are no words. Love's sweet silence welcomes even those who aren't housebroken. Words cannot get in the way, no matter how misspoken. Laughter and forgiveness are a sweet road to salvation. Resistance is not futile, it just needs assimilation. Sounds begin to slip together, one into another. Words become a single word that simply goes unuttered. We try to speak, but silence keeps our lips held gently bound. So we can hear the still small voice of two hearts once more found. Words of love demand a voice, but still remain unheard. For when love whispers silently, there simply are no words.